There are two basic types of arithmetic in computing. One is integer arithmetic and the other is real or floating point. We've already seen an example of this. With floating point, you keep the decimal portion. With integer arithmetic, you don't. So for example, if I declare a couple of integers and divide them, I'm going to lose their fractional part. In this example, I've got I is 2 and J is 3. When I try to initialize K with I divided by J, well, that's 2 divided by 3. And that's going to be 0, because 2/3 is a fractional part, and it gets dropped. So when you want to keep decimal parts, you have to use floating point arithmetic instead. But the big problem there, that you at least have to be aware of, is round-off error. In other words, the number that is computed may not exist in your floating point system. It falls into one of those gaps that we talked about earlier. So you got to be careful, and we're not going to say much more about that here. Except for which number in the floating point number system it chooses as the closest, or whichever one it decides to come out as, really depends on your platform. For example, if you do some floating point calculation which falls in a gap, it can go left or it can go right. What's it going to do? Is it going to round and go to the closest one? Is it always going to go to the right? Is it always going to go to the left? That depends on your platform, and you can actually look that up in your documentation.